99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Call in your freak accident story. You know, you got that seagull who hit the girl in the face on the amusement park ride in Wildwood, New Jersey. Scott in Middletown.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Scott.
I got a good one for you.
Oh, good. We like good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you raised the bar, though.
Yeah, we hate sucky ones. Good.
I'm going to try.
All
3 years ago, you know, we got air conditioners, you know, we put in the windows in the summertime. And the big one that goes in the living room was full of mold and mildew, so we didn't want to put it back in. So instead of throwing it away, you know, I dismantle it, you know, for the scrap. And as I'm taking the cover off, a piece of fiberglass insulation blew into my eye.
Oh, no.
And, you know,
was it running at the time?
Right.
Take it apart when it's off. Right?
Yeah, no. You know, I've been in construction all my life, so I've had fiberglass insulation in my eye before. No big deal, right? Yeah. Just rinse it out and don't scratch it.
Except for one day.
Well, 4 hours later, I'm finishing up working in the garage. I'm going to go into the house. And all of a sudden, it felt like somebody was stabbing me in the eye.
Oh.
Major headache, projectile vomiting, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to go lay down, and I got up at midnight to go to the bathroom, and I felt my face swollen like bad. I went in the bathroom, looked in the mirror, and my actual eyeball was swollen and, like, hanging out between my eyelids.
Like, you're really surprised looking, like, ah!
You look like Igor?
Oh, yeah.
Like someone stepping your neck?
It was gross. It looked like a raw clam. So,
your eye looks
hospital.
Like a raw clam.
No clams this weekend, thank you.
Like, yeah, your eyelid was the shell?
And there was a poil.
No, just my eyeball, the way it was swollen, hanging out of my eye.
Like a big clam,
like clam
meat.
Right.
It was hanging out of your eye socket?
Like a piss clam.
Oh, yeah, between my eyelids, it was protruding out.
Oh.
So one eye is looking in the mirror seeing this. The other eye is looking at the floor.
Right.
Yeah, well, the other eye is having black spots in the vision by now.
Yeah.
So I go to Middlesex Hospital, sit there for hours with nobody in the waiting room. They finally take me in.
Keep an eye for
you. The eye doctor comes and, you know, puts your chin in the strap. And
did you hear what he said? His eye's hanging out. And he's sitting in the waiting room for hours. There's no one in there.
No. Right.
It's like, I'm sorry. I'm taking the guy with the eye hanging out. I'm taking your right. You're coming right in.
Yeah, we're not doing anything.
That's a
right
good
now.
Point.
Listen, walk right in. I'm going to get your name later. How about that? Maybe, go right in.
Maybe they wanted to eat lunch first.
Oh, yeah. And I'm projectile vomiting the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Just hold your eye.
Yeah, I'll be back. We got to call a doctor and get someone in here.
I would have been so mad.
Everybody went home.
Oh, yeah. They finally take me in. They put me, you know, they put your chin in the strap, so they look at your eye in the scope.
Yeah, you know.
And I could see the eye doctor goes, oh, my God. She pulls her head away, like, with a surprised look on her face. She walks out of the room, talks to the other doctor.
That's something. Hold on. That's something you don't want to hear.
No.
Your eye doctor say, oh, my God.
And then leave.
That, to me, says she's never seen this before.
Right. Or she goes, it's going to blow.
I'm scared to death.
And by the way, now we know why you're waiting. They called a specialist in.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I wasn't even a specialist. It was just the eye doctor that was there.
Better than a foot doctor.
That is true.
I know, right?
Your toe looks
so
different.
The doctor comes back in the room, the regular medical doctor, and she goes, obviously, there's something very wrong with your eye. You don't know what it is.
Thank you. How much is this going to cost me for that wonderful advice you gave me?
I could have went to the lawnmower shop and got that one.
Right. I could have asked the guy drunk on the sidewalk that same question.
She goes, we don't know what to do about it. We don't know what it is. So have a nice day. I'm like, have a nice day. You're not even going to refer me somewhere.
Oh, my
she
God.
Tells me, well, if you want, at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can go to our eye clinic on Saybrook Road. I'm like, oh, yeah, if I want, yeah, I'll be there.
Let me just drive
so
over
I
there right
the
now.
Eye clinic. Yeah. I go to the eye clinic. The eye doctor there looks at my eye, and he tells me, go home right now, pack a bag, go straight to Yale. We're going to call ahead of time so you don't have to wait. They're going to take you right in.
There we go.
Well, it turns out that I ended up with a rare type of bacteria in my eye called bacillus, and Yale had never even seen it before. I'm the first documented case of it.
You're in a book
Yale.
Somewhere.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's something like a town in Spain, bacillus.
Okay, so it wasn't the fiberglass. It was the mold in the air conditioner that got in your eye and went,
oh, right. went haywire.
Yeah, the bacteria got on the fiberglass.
David, and then
when
clam-eye.
The fiberglass scratched my eye, it made a nice little raw spot for the bacteria to start chewing its way in.
Dun, 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 it was chewing its way in.
To your eyeball.
Like one of those Lamisil toe monsters.
Right, did you keep your eye?
I'm almost there.
Okay.
So I go to Yale, and the infectious disease doctor tells me, we don't even know what it is. We've never seen this before. I got to take blood, grow it in a culture for 3 days. We'll get back to you in 3 days. But in the meantime, we're going to put you on all of our turbo nuclear IV antibiotics.
Yeah.
Turbo nuclear.
And she told me.
They go into the lab with the helmet and the suit and the gloves.
It's an erasmataz room.
Yeah. And they have the giant, tongs, you know?
Right. Like Homer Simpson, yeah.
It's smoking.
The door opens and there's smoke.
Okay, yeah, so turbo nuclear, okay.
So they got me on five different IV antibiotics. 3 days later, she comes back to me and she goes, I got good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
The good news is we were able to grow the bacteria and I classified it. The bad news is I've never treated it before and I don't know what to do. I got to go do some research and consult some colleagues. I'll get back to you in an hour. I'm like, oh, great.
I'll get back to you here.
Yeah, so she comes back in an hour.
Now, if you hear this in some country where meals are the transportation.
And dinner.
That's one thing. But this is Yale New Haven Hospital. Right. And you're with a specialist and they say, well, we know what it is, but we've never treated it.
Right.
Wow.
They're supposed to know what to do.
What we can tell you is that obviously something is very wrong with your eye.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And so what they were worried about was this bacteria was so aggressive and fast acting. It was similar to Mercer.
Right.
That they were worried that it was going to go. By this time, it had already gone to the back of my eye and chewed up my retina.
So,
they were worried about it. They were worried about it chewing through the back of my eye and then going through that thin membrane that separates your eye from your brain.
Right.
And instead, if it gets in my brain, that's it. I'm dead. I'm done.
You can be governor.
So can you see?
Long story short, no. I lost a vision in my right eye. I don't have an eye there anymore.
Oh, no.
Jesus!
You have a glass eye?
Next time, don't touch
it. Well, I have a small shriveled up eyeball in there.
They left it in?
Like an olive? Like 3 days later?
Yeah, I told them, take it out. They said, no, we'll leave it in. It's okay.
And what's wrong?
You can't say?
Yeah.
I'd rather not walk around with a raisin in my socket.
That's like a Grateful Dead album, Raisin in My Socket.
They hooked me up with an ophthalmologist for a glass eye that I wear over it. So, yeah, I wear a glass eye
over
now.
It.
Right. Is it a cool one, like a bullseye on it?
Yeah, well, actually, they told me I could pick whatever I wanted to. I was going to get the middle finger, but I figured, well.
Right, you could pull over a ticket. Yeah, not a good idea.
Certain circumstances.
Don't give me that eyeball, sir.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. And the worst part about the whole thing, I had just started.
Hold it. There's something worse than everything we've just heard?
And a raisin in your socket?
You have a raisin eye.
Yeah.
You had just started what?
There's something worse. Yeah. Hold it. There's something worse than having a raisin eyeball.
I want to know what it is.
All right, go ahead.
You want to know what that was? It was the side effects from the antibiotics. I stayed in Yale for 10 days. When I came home, the first two nights, I woke up in the middle of the night with my whole upper body fully contracted and locked and knotted in serious pain. Did damage to both my shoulders. I couldn't, my deltoid on my right arm stopped working. I couldn't lift my right arm over my head for about 3 months and put me out of work for a year. I lost business, lost everything. Lost everything.
Wow.
Yeah, that sucked. That was the worst part. And it's been 3 years later, and I'm still not physically right yet. I still have fatigue. My muscles still not up.
You're still paying off Yale.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If I ever see an old window air conditioner, I'm never going near it.
I'm looking out the window.
Yeah, bacillus is mainly found in stagnant water.
Okay.
You know how air conditioner water sits in the bottom?
Yep.
Yes.
So it's 3 years later, and I'm still not right yet. I still get really fatigued, and, still my muscles knot up and lock up.
But, Scott, you're going to Farm Aid.
Oh, man, you have to. After all that crap.
You are going to Farm Aid.
Right.
Hold on one second.
Awesome.